Hollywood Travel Cigarettes presents The Screen Guild Player. Our stars, Bob Hope and Dorothy L'Amour. Our play, My Favorite Brunette. Our sponsor, Camel Cigarettes. And our host for the evening, the Vice President of the Motion Picture Relief Fund, Mr. Ralph Morgan.
Well, here we are, our second week on the air for Camel. And the words of an old friend of mine, this is only the beginning. In weeks to come, you'll be hearing Clark Gable, Anna Turner, Jimmy Cagney, Maria Garson, Gary Cooper, Penny Kay, and a host of others. The greatest stars in their greatest motion pictures. I'm sure you want to meet the Screen Guild Players on Monday Night Radio Must. And now here are our two great stars for tonight. Bob Hope and Dorothy L'Amour in the hilarious screen success, My Favorite Brunette.
Maybe some of you folks have heard about me. I've been in pictures for quite some time. Yeah, Ronnie Jackson. Baby pictures. Bring him back for a snap, we'll take the rap. Bring him for use as Pepsi on his map. Now, don't get me wrong, I didn't mind taking baby pictures. Fooling around with kids is okay, providing you're going to make a change. And I've been wanting to make a change for months. You see, the office next door belonged to Sam McCloud. Yep, Sam McCloud, the coolest, toughest private eye in the business. This guy was so cool, he didn't even undress at night. He just defrosted. I guess that's where I got the idea. I wanted to be a detective, too. Anyway, late that afternoon, I just finished developing some negatives of Mrs. Farnsworth's atom bomb when I heard Sam talking on the telephone. I made a simple deduction from that. Sam McCloud was back in his office, and acting on a hunch, I opened the connecting door and walked in.
Don't you worry your pretty little head about it, baby. I'm taking a rattler for Shy right now.
Hiya, Sam.
Oh, hello, Ronnie.
No.
Go ahead, baby. Yeah? Well, no hopped-up grunts or whatever your fingers can scare me off. Hey, Ronnie, hand me that bottle of bourbon, will you?
Yeah, Sam.
Thanks. Yeah, honey. I'll be seeing you. Huh? Oh, now, look, baby, let's discuss that some rainy night in front of a warm fire. I'll bring the latches.
Now, come on. Okay, honey, what's on your mind?
Latches.
Oh, I mean, look, Sam, they all came today, revolver, license, underarm, holster, everything. How can I be your partner?
I told you, kid, stick to watch the birdie and you'll die of old age. Dang, it's good bourbon. Smooth.
Try some, little. Take a chill out of your bone.
No, thanks, I'm wearing your hat.
But, Sam, I got a feeling for this kind of life. All those beautiful dolls coming into the office, those rainy nights in front of a warm fire.
I'm sorry, Ronnie.
But I can be a big help to you, Sam. Look at this camera, my own invention.
Pocket camera, huh? I got news for you, kid. Somebody beat you to it.
Now, you don't get it. This camera has a keyhole lens. Takes pictures right through the door. Can I work for you, Sam? All I want is a simple yes or no.
No.
It's too simple. Give it a thought.
Sorry, kid, I got a lamb out to make that train. Now, look, answer the phone if it rings.
Answer the phone? Sure. Hello?
I said if it rings.
Oh, okay. Well, need on this matter of apples.
Well. Well, so long, kid. Keep your nose clean.
With you, that should be a full-time job.
I wonder how he gets an out about it in 19. Nose clean, answer the phone. I ought to go in this business for myself. I don't know. I can drink this stuff, too.
Smooth.
Now, maybe I'd better start with that.
Can you hold that next drink?
No, I've never had two in a row. Hey, who are you?
Shh. Don't talk.
Who's going to talk? I just want to whistle.
Wait. Let me put on the machine. That's better. No one can see me now.
I can. You know what? I like it.
I'm in hot water. I tell you, I'm in hot water.
What else could it be when you're in it?
I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. I need a detective. Please say you'll help me, Mr. McCloud.
I'll help you, Mr. McCloud. Sure. Spell it, sister.
My name is Carlotta Montez. Baroness Montez.
Baroness?
That's right.
Well, what are you doing here? You should be helping Elizabeth pick out a trousseau.
I arrived here 3 days ago on the Queen Peru with the Baron, my husband.
Well, you've got a husband.
Here, this is his picture. I clipped it from the newspaper the day we got here.
Hmm. Baron 92, welcome son, Bill's landowner, visits you. He's along with the bird, huh?
How did you know?
No one else in the picture.
Say, why is he sitting in that wheelchair?
My husband is in England. He hasn't been out of that wheelchair in 7 years.
What's the matter? Is he afraid more and more months will try to buy him?
Let's
get about all we can out of that. Go ahead.
You know I love
the answer. If you feel it, read it. That's all I say.
At the dock, I went ahead to clear out luggage through customs. I was only gone 5 minutes, but when I returned, he had disappeared.
A snatch job, eh? Have you gone to the police?
No. No, I can't go to the police. If I do, they'll kill him.
Hmm? Who's they?
That's what I want you to find out. Please, if you find my husband, I'll be so grateful.
I'm going to meet you.
Don't worry your pretty little head about it, honey. I'll find your husband.
Oh, Mr. McCloud, I don't know how to thank you.
We'll try to see him.
Any questions, baby?
Only one. Are you afraid of danger?
No, you can get as close as you like.
Baby, we're in this together. I'm with you till my dying breath.
Please, you mustn't put your arm around me.
Well, I better not leave any fingerprints.
Listen closely. We haven't much time. Baron Monte, my uncle, came to this...
Your uncle?
Yes. No, I mean...
Oh, I thought you said he was your husband. What is he, a convertible?
Well, I thought...
So he's your uncle, huh? You haven't even got a husband?
No.
Yeah, but I quote you any rates, I may work cheaper. Look, honey, you and I could...
Excuse me. Must you get so close?
Well, you're my client, aren't you?
Yes.
But I'm just sticking to business.
You act like this with everyone you meet.
No, just with Bill.
Now, what's our first move?
Oh, here's an address. Meet me there tonight. It's the house where I'm staying.
Whose house is it?
A Major Montague, a former business associate of my uncle's. When the Baron disappeared, Major Montague offered to help me.
Oh, moved right in, right?
Yes, I didn't know where else to go. He's been very kind, but I don't know. I'm afraid. I have a feeling I'm being watched.
Oh, yeah? Well, now you can watch me, too.
You could stand a little watching.
Who's that?
Any sneaky stuff, huh,
Claire? I have to go now.
You're not too big, you know. What'd you say?
I have to go now. They may have followed me. Remember, they mustn't know who you are.
Pardon?
They mustn't know who you are.
Don't worry, I'll tell them I'm down to meet you and come to fix the telephone.
And just one other thing. This map. Here, guard it with your life.
My life? Hey, wait a minute.
Thanks again. Goodbye. I'll expect you later.
My life, she says. Got it with my life. Just like I had nothing to do, but... What's that? Someone in the wall. They got me trapped. I'm right outside. They're coming in.
Oh, it's just you, the cleaning woman.
You was expecting maybe Mrs. Nussbaum.
Yeah. I knew I had to move fast, so I went back to my office and hid my map. Then I checked my gun, hopped into my car, and headed for the address my little green board had given me. Turned out to be one of those big, ritzy estates. The kind that looked like you could hunt quail in the hallways. I didn't know it then, but I was going to be the quail. Anyway, I rang the bell, and this big, smooth-looking operator opened the door. It sounded like Senator Claghorn talking to a Dixie cup.
Oh, good evening, son. You must be the young man Carlotta's expecting when you come in.
Well, if you put it that way.
About it just went up to... Oh, excuse me, may I fix your coat, your collar?
Okay, stay away from the vest pockets. That's where I keep my butter.
My name is Montague, Major Montague.
I'm glad to know you. My name is Craig.
Craig? Quit playing possum, Mr. McCloud.
Sam? Is he here too? Oh, you know that I'm a
private detective. And to show you my heart's in the right place, I'm going to help you do a little detecting. Let's go in for this. This way, son.
Coming down.
McCloud, I'd like you to meet...
In a wheelchair. It's the guy in the picture, Baron Monte.
Yes, the Baron Monte.
But she... Carlotta said you've been snatched.
Oh, such a lovely girl. Tell him, then.
Yes, Mr. McCloud, I believe you're entitled to an explanation of the strange behavior of my wife.
Wife? She told me she was your niece.
His niece, of course. Last week, she was his sister.
She sure gets around.
You see, for the past 6 months, the Baroness has been suffering from an acute form of schizophrenia, accompanied by visual aberrations and increasingly severe paranoid delusions.
And how is she handling?
Oh, I you're a Harvard man.
Look, I don't mean to be nosy, but...
Very simple, Mr. McLeod. The Baroness has a persecution complaint. She thinks her own life is in danger, and she believes that her husband, the Baron here, has been kidnapped.
Poor child, a helpless old man who can't move from his wheelchair, and she thinks I just skipped away.
But gee, why don't you just bring her in here and let her see you? That's what I'd do.
No. The doctor thinks it'd be too severe a shock. It might make her violent.
You mean she's dangerous?
Only if emotionally aroused.
Surely you've come across similar cases in your business, Mr. McLeod.
Oh, yeah, sure. I can take those schizos and leave them alone. Usually I leave them alone. Well, so long, fellas, I guess.
Calm.
You come along and do the same for me.
She mustn't see the Baron. Go on.
Mr. McLeod, it's really you.
Yeah. Well, here we are. You know what's left. Goodbye.
Wait. I've got news. I couldn't come to the door because I was on the phone. Do you know who called me?
The phone?
Wait till I pull down the shade.
Always pulling down the shade. What's the matter, honey? Is your mother frightened by a Venetian?
Telephone call. I just spoke to my uncle.
That's funny, so did I.
Who? My uncle, Baron Montez. He told me not to worry. He's perfectly safe.
Well, he's safe, all right. I mean, he's safe, all right.
Oh, but he's not. Someone forced him to make that call. Someone who wants me to believe that nothing is wrong. Oh, Mr. McLeod, I'm terrified.
That makes you seem. Look, baby, I gotta go.
Go? You wouldn't desert me, would you? Not now.
Yeah, I just remembered I got high blood pressure.
High blood pressure?
Very high. If it wasn't for my skin, I'd be a fountain. Besides, I just remembered I got a date with Sam Spade. We're going out and see what we can dig up for later.
But, Sam, you said we were in this together. You said you were with me till your dying breath.
Yeah, but I'm getting too close to it.
They've been talking to you, and I know who. I know who's at the bottom of all this. Major Simon Montague. Please, don't listen to him. They won't help me. Pray, Sam. Little baby. I'm depending on you. A man's life is at stake.
Yeah, a man's life. And I know who's. Some luck. I find a dame who's nuts about me, and what do you know? She's nuts. Anyway, I got out of the house, but just as I was climbing into my car, I found my gun was missing. As I started back to the house for it, I happened to look casually into a window. And what I saw startled me so much, I almost fell out of the tree. The Baron, the guy who said he couldn't walk, gets out of his wheelchair and walks to the bar. That did it. The girl wasn't nuts. But I have to have proof. So I pulled out my little pocket camera, took a shot of this phony Baron, and just... Somebody took a shot at me!
Stop him! He's got a camera!
I got it. A perfect picture of that two-time Baron. This will show up that gang, all right. Hey, I better call the police. Yeah, I can use Sam's phone. Hello, up there. Hello, get me the police. Yeah, I'll wait. But I'm sure Grant Sam will sit in his building. Well, here's to Carlotta. Smooth. Very smooth. Woo!
He's out like the help on Thursday night. Nice going, Major.
I don't usually miss. Hello, operator. Never mind that call.
Major, in the nick of time. He just finished printing that picture.
I'll take that.
Now we're playing in luck. Here's the negative, too.
Good. When I get through with that fool on the floor, he'll...
Now, hold it, Major. You can't do that.
Quiet. You're supposed to be unconscious.
Yeah, but you shouldn't give away the plot.
Why not?
Well, gee, I'm the one that's telling the story, and I'm saving that for the second act, you big blabbermouth.
In just a moment, you'll hear Act Two of My Favorite Brunette, starring Dorothy L'Amour and Bob Hope. But first, experience is the best teacher. What's that girl? What a stroke! What speed! What form! The ball positively sizzles as it hits the table. She's Mary Riley, international table tennis star. And, well, Mary Riley wasn't born a star, you know. She worked at it. Experience got her where she is today. As Mary Riley herself said,
experience is the best teacher in playing table tennis or choosing a cigarette. I smoked many different brands during the wartime cigarette shortage. I learned that Camels suit me best.
Getting to know about so many different brands during the wartime cigarette shortage, she found she likes Camels best. How typical that experience is of a host of other smokers. Yes, smoking and comparing so many different brands made people experts in judging the differences in cigarette quality. Yes, sir, millions of people know that for rich, full flavor, it's Camels. For cool mildness, it's Camels. Result? More people are smoking Camels than ever before. Experience is the best teacher. Try a Camel yourself. And don't forget, Camels by the carton are the best buy. And now, Camel Cigarettes presents the Screen Guild players in Act Two of My Favorite Brunette, starring Bob Hope and Dorothy L'Amour.
I lay there on the floor in Sam's office all night. When I came to the next morning, I had a lump on my head the size of my head. And my bottle of bourbon was still on the desk. Warning my girl, I said, you ought to stay away from those kind of parties. And then I snapped out of it. A thumping noise wasn't in my head. It was somebody at my office door. So I staggered in and opened up. And there stood...
Hello, Mr. Jackson. I'm Mrs. Fong. Remember, I had Sammy here yesterday, and you said...
Shh, my head.
Oh, I'm sorry. How did they come out?
They were both acquitted. I read the letters in
there. Mr. Jackson.
Yes, that's all. You can go.
You shouldn't drink so much.
You win.
I want my baby's picture.
Picture? We must have taken it. It's gone.
Oh, dear. Now I have to bring Sonny back.
No, not Sonny's picture, Mrs. Fong. I haven't printed it yet.
But you said...
Here's Sonny's negative. Have it printed someplace else. I'm too busy now. Run along.
But, Mr. Jackson...
I'm out of business, see? Retired, see? Remember that if you have any more babies, see? Now, where was I? What was I thinking of? Carlotta.
Mr. McLeod. Sam, are you in there?
Boy, that's service. Over here, Carlotta. I'm in my office.
Your office? That sign on the door says Ronnie Jackson, baby pictures.
Boy, you want your picture taken, baby?
So that's it. You've just been plain, detective.
Only I'm not plain anymore. I'm through.
Through?
Yeah, this kind of life is too rich for my blood, the little I got left. And even if I'm still alive, it's only because my insurance company won't give up.
Well, I am grateful for what you've done. Even if you were Sam McLeod, you couldn't possibly have done more.
Well, never mind the soft soap. From now on, I'm going to stick to watch the birdie and leave the chicks alone.
But, Sam, I mean, Ronnie, I think you're very brave. Did you hear me, Ronnie? I think you're very brave. Ronnie, why are you standing in the front of that mirror?
I know a sniveling coward when I see one. How you sniv.
Now, I've no one else to turn to. Won't you help me anyway, Ronnie?
Now, look, don't go feminine on me. Don't go masculine either.
Ronnie, please.
Oh, no, you don't. What kind of a sucker do you take me for?
Me.
Look, you can't throw me a curve, sister, even though you've got him to spare. Just because you're a girl, and I'm a man, and you need me to put my arm around you and let me come real close, and even closer, you think you can get me to do anything you want?
We've got to find a man named Collins.
Collins?
James Collins, an engineer. He used to work for my uncle. I remember now the Baron told me if anything ever happened to him, I should go to this Mr. Collins at once.
At once? Can't I even have one more kiss?
Not now, Ronnie. We haven't time.
Okay, baby, let's go.
Mrs. Jackson, I'm very disappointed.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Fong.
You take a picture of Sonny smiling for the first time in his life, and then you give me the wrong...
I'm sorry. I'll give you your money back.
But I don't want my money back. I want a picture of Sonny smiling for the first time in his life.
Okay, I'll send you a check. Come on, Carlotta. We've got to hurry.
But, Mr. Jackson, you gave me the wrong negative.
He found Miss Collins in his office all right and told him everything that had happened. He listened, then he reached for his hat. Miss Monte, you stay here. Jackson and I are going down to the FBI. Collins explained it all while they were driving down in his car. A gang of international crooks were after a big uranium deposit.
I found I'd left my cigarettes at the office, so Collins parked while I went into the buyer pack. And when I got back... Well, here I am, Mr. Collins. Would you like a cigarette? Mr. Collins. Oh, you fell asleep, huh? Come on, wake up. Wake up, come on. We gotta go down and... Holy Toledo, he's dead. Now, keep cool, man, keep cool. Here's a gun in the seat. Must be the murder weapon. Finding the owner of this gun, you've got the killer. Pretty nice little rod, all new and shiny. Aha! My gun! My gun. I'll set my fingerprints. I better...
Hey, you!
Oh, gosh, you crap.
You don't expect to get away with this, do you?
I didn't do it, I tell you. I didn't do it.
Oh, of course not. This fire hydrant just sneaked up on you.
Oh, the fire hydrant! Yeah, I guess I did, yeah.
Let me see your driver's license.
Yes, sir. It's right here in the glove box.
Who's your friend?
Oh, he's no friend. He's a friend of mine. I never even saw him before.
And a drug, huh?
Yeah, he wanted to be a man of distinction, and he overdid it.
Are you, trying to roll him?
I don't know. He looks the same on the other side. I wouldn't think. Square on both sides. Now, some of my... Besides, some of my best friends are drunk. Stop moving, boy. Well, I gotta go now. It's been fun. Not too fast. It looks suspicious. Well, so long. It's been fun. Stop singing. Well, goodbye, officer. I gotta...
Wait a minute. Something funny about this guy. Hey, he's dead.
I'm sorry, I gotta go now. I gotta run along.
Listen, you take one step and I'll shoot.
What time is it, Warden?
5 minutes to midnight. 5 minutes more, Jackson.
Well, didn't the governor call?
I'm sorry. No word from the governor.
No. 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 Well, I know who to vote for next time. What next time?
Is there any special message you want to send to anyone? Anything you want to say?
Just what I kept saying all through the trial. I didn't kill Collins. We were working together. We were after Montague and his gang. I could prove it if I had that picture. The one they swiped, the one that showed that Baron was a phony. I could prove it if Carlotta ever showed up.
You can't blame the jury, son. You could have invented that girl. They've never found the slightest trace of her.
Yeah, I know. She just walked out of me. Maybe she was working with a gang. The biggest frame-up since Whistler's murder.
Well, time's up, Jackson. Anything you want?
You got a camel cigarette? When I meet St. Peter. You know, when the guy feels in his heart, he's taking a funny rapid. It ain't so tough to kick the bucket. It ain't so tough to walk that last mile. Just tough to light a cigarette, that's all.
All right. Let's go.
Hey, Warden! There's a dame here. She says she's got a reprieve for Jackson.
For Jackson? Well, what about me? Hey, that is me.
Ronnie, darling, am I in time?
If you're not, you're going to get the strongest hug you ever got from a ghost. Where have you been, baby?
I had to hide. I had to work things out in my own way. Ronnie, you're free.
But how? Who did it?
Who did it? With your own little pocket camera. Here, look at this.
Oh, it's the picture I took of that phony Baron. Where'd you find it?
Oh, I went to see Sam McCard. He figured it out. He gave the wrong negative to Mrs. Farm, and he got it from her. He rounded up Montague and his gang, and my uncle is safe thanks to you.
So I did it, huh? Well, I sort of felt I had it, didn't I? So maybe I was cut out to be a detective. Yeah, that's what I'll be. Ronnie Jackson, private eye.
No, darling. You'd better stick to baby pictures.
Yeah, who knows? You and I will be our own best customers.
Thank you. thank you, Bob Hope and Dorothy Lamour, for a wonderful half hour. And by the way, Dottie, I just saw your current Paramount picture, Wild Harvest. It was really grand. And Bob, I'm looking forward to seeing yours.
It's really
where there's life.
Thanks, Mr. Morgan.
And thank you, Ralph. No matter how busy we are, we'll always find time to come over here and do a screen deal show. Because we know how much this program means to the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house. Thanks to Camels for helping to make that great work possible.
Yes, Bob, and thanks to Camels for another swell job. Every week they're sending free cigarettes to servicemen's hospitals all over the country. This week the Camels are going to Veterans Hospital, Indianapolis, Indiana, U.S. Army Oliver General Hospital, Augusta, Georgia, U.S. Naval Hospital, Santa Margarita Ranch, Oceanside, California, U.S. Marine Hospital, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Veterans Hospital, Columbia, South Carolina. So look sharp, you guys. You'll soon be lighting up. Your free Camels are on their way to you now.
What cigarette is preferred by doctors? Three leading independent research organizations were asked to find out. They asked 113,597 doctors living in all states of the Union, what cigarette do you smoke, doctor? The brand named most was Camel. According to a nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette.
C-A-M-E-L-S.
Ahead, the Screen Guild players will bring you a great galaxy of stars and stories. Among them, Fred McMurray, Betty Grable, Cary Grant, Joan Fontaine, Van Johnson, and many others. Next Monday night, a great screenplay, Elizabeth the Queen, and two great stars, Betty Davis and Brian Ahern. Be sure to listen. Was directed by Bill Lawrence, adapted for radio by Harry Cronin, with music by Wilbur Hatch, and was presented through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures, whose current release is Unconquered. Ingrid Bergman, who appeared on last week's show, will soon be seen in the Enterprise production Arch of Time. Bing Crosby is currently starring in the Paramount picture Welcome Stranger. This is Michael Roy Hollywood wishing you good night for Camel Cigarettes. Broadcasting System.